Do you need to be, is anybody coming on virtually?
Not that I know of, and Cordell was going to stay to show me how to do all the new stuff, but I don't, I haven't heard of anybody wanting to come in virtually. And from the notices I sent out, I just got no responses, so.
Okay, we're ready. All right, we'll call the Daggett County Planning and Zoning Public Hearing to order. Welcome everyone, call, roll call. Start at the end down there.
Oh, Tammy Twitchell.
Alan Wood.
Chad Reed.
Carrie Coulson.
And those visiting?
Matt Tippett.
Bob Ford.
Okay, thank you. We will go right into it. The item of business at this time is plat amendment for a change in right-of-way access and utility access in Eagles Landing subdivision on property owned by 3Z Ranch LLC, Matt Tippett. The property parcel numbers are 01-0003-0276 and 01-0090-0294 and 01-0090-0293 and 01-0090-0292. Okay, with that, any discussion?
Would you like me to present?
Yeah, sure.
I think you guys have copies of these. Yeah, his is number 2 in the packet, but he's got these in
there.
So thank you. For the record, I'm Matt Tippett. I own 3Z Ranch LLC that owns lots 3, 4, and 5 in the Eagles Landing subdivision. I'm seeking a plat amendment that will vacate an access to these three subdivision lots that's currently off of State Line Road, and a new access for both a right-of-way and utilities to come off of property that I own adjacent to these lots that would come down south. Parcel number, I think it was the first parcel number that you read, Chad. But down to the to
276 is the last three.
I believe that's the parcel number that it would come through. But you've got copies, smaller copies.
You don't have that one.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Of the that's this is the new.
That no, you're looking at Osprey. You need the full number 2.
So the plat amendment would vacate the access that's in the hash lines coming off of State Line Road, and it would create a new access that's signified by this RW, the right-of-way, because comes down across the southern portion of these lots and all the way down.
This is State Line.
To
I was trying to think of what it did say on it, but it doesn't really say the plat number on this.
Well, and for the record, you guys reported vacating the current right-of-way since it wasn't a public or utility.
Correct.
You were just able to record in a vacation on the old one, so now you have the new one coming in.
That's correct. So, yeah. Okay. So our appeal is, or our contention is, that we have vacated the current right-of-way, and we're seeking approval for a subdivision amendment that would allow for the new right-of-way for access and utilities to be provided to these three lots.
Okay, so these three lots are the ones you're concerned with.
That's correct.
And then this one can be accessed by this road.
That's correct.
And this one can be, okay.
Yeah, lots 1 and 2 of the Osprey Landing subdivision, which Bob Ford owns, would be accessed from State Line Road. The access would stay the same. And I believe he's got an item on the agenda during the general planning and zoning meeting next, seeking to combine those two lots.
So 2 won't be landlocked. It'll be all one lot, so.
These two?
One and two.
One and two.
Property lending, one and two. Be combined. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Yeah, just for the record, I did send notice of this to, Kent said, just anybody adjacent to the right-of-way coming in, not adjacent to the whole parcel. So I did send notice to parcels adjacent to the new right-of-way.
No response.
And no response.
We appreciate the diligence of the Planning and Zoning Commission, Carrie and Chad in particular, that have been involved in this and the involvement of the county attorney as well to make sure that we get this done appropriately and correctly.
Thank you.
Any questions from any of you board members?
I didn't see anything.
And it is a 60-foot right-of-way, right?
Yep, the right-of-way that was vacated was 60 feet, and the new right-of-way that's proposed is 60 feet.
Okay. Now, how do, I just had a question, and maybe this isn't the appropriate time, but when we put in these right-of-ways and utility easements and everything, maybe you know the difference between when it's a public one or a private, like you guys did, you did this as a private, so it was just, you could record it and remove it. When should they be public easements, county easements?
That's a great question. I can answer part of it, maybe not the full, to the full extent, but in a minor subdivision, one of the requirements for a minor subdivision, which this subdivision is, it's a minor subdivision, is that there are no dedicated roads to the county. If there are dedicated roads, even if it's a six lot or fewer subdivision, it automatically becomes a major subdivision. So that's part of the answer, I suppose. If it's a minor subdivision, it doesn't require a public dedication, where a major subdivision would.
So in other words, let me clarify that. So a minor one, you're taking care of the road. A major one,
correct.
The county has taken over, the city's taken over, right?
Potentially. Okay. If that's... roads are dedicated and accepted by the county, then they would be maintained by the county as well.
But just so you know this too, for a little bit of clarification on that, that in that event of that being a major subdivision, then it's up to the county commission as to what kind of quality of road that's going to be, whether it's going to be, you know, a paved road or it's going to be a well built ASHTO standard, you know, gravel road with all the requirements there.
Okay.
So there is multiple requirements for the road that will be built in a major subdivision, where in a minor subdivision those requirements are like that.
Okay.
How do you tell from the county which roads have been accepted?
Well, the county has a road map of roads that have been adopted and accepted by the county.
Who has that map?
The road department, GIS as well, should have access to that map.
When GIS is updated better.
Also, referring to the roads, where I want to make maybe a little clarification here too, is that on a minor subdivision, because we have required minor subdivisions in certain places have a certain standard of their build of that road. Alphans was one of them. They put a couple hundred thousand dollars into that road.
Okay.
Okay. And
is that because the access of EMS and fire and...
Just that part, yeah, that would be part, and part of the development that they wanted to have there.
Okay.
Okay. Where another example on the other end of that is the Becks. They did a minor subdivision up in Birch Creek, and their roads are pretty well what they put on. Okay, with the few lots that they had up there.
Okay.
So part of it, you know, the usage, how many, you know, how close the lots or whatever, those kind of things, and determining some of those factors. I think in especially in Delano Open subdivision. There was some consultation with the county commission a little bit on that one as to what degree of road that we needed to require them to build. Also, their subdivision with right behind me, they were required to build the Ashto standard road that would not be adopted by the county. Okay.
And if I could speak to that as well, because I was involved in some of those conversations as the county commissioner. A lot of that was voluntary as well. That's the road they wanted.
Yeah. So, where, you know, maybe they're doing underground power, those kinds of things.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt your rant, but
no.
Okay.
Thank you for the question.
So, if it's a major subdivision, it's basically the when it can become a public or county right-of-way for utilities.
So that's at least a distinction. It's at least a situation where if a road is going to be dedicated to the county, it automatically becomes a major subdivision.
Okay. Even if, like, the utility right-of-way even, is what about that part of it? Not necessarily the right-of-way.
I think that would probably be applicable to a major subdivision as well.
Utilities as well. Okay.
Like Harper's Landing. Harper's Landing is an example of that, where their roads are dedicated to the county.
And the easements are—they can't just go on and abate them with a recording, or vacate them with a recording. Yeah, that was kind of how the process. When you can do what you guys did, and when.
No, I think like it kind of is like set in stone that those easements are there.
Yeah.
You know, like with the drainage easements, even like we just had questions about.
We're gonna get more. Yeah.
You know, but that's part of our buyer beware is that they may not be aware of all those easements, but it's up to them. Know, and I don't know if the title company, I don't know if they do or not.
So. It's been a while since I've actually read a normal title.
Okay. Any other questions?
Okay. No.
All right, well, Ryan, any other comments from you guys? Okay, all right, then we'll call the public hearing meeting adjourned, and we will...